Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, your voice is a little muffled. Are you away from the phone?
No, I'm right in the phone. I hear you fine.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you're at a distance. Maybe, anyway, we'll work on that. So, Dr. Sheely, I was thinking, I was in the shower this morning, and I was thinking, you know, that rush of the water, that white noise, no distractions. And I was thinking about a couple things. One, soap. It seems like soap, and I use Dial's White Bar, it doesn't want to come off. We have soft water here. That soap should rinse right off my skin. And I'm thinking that the agent that they put in the soap bar to loosen the adhering of the dirts and oils and so forth on your skin. I don't think they're putting as much on. The soap isn't rinsing off. So I have to actually literally wash with soap, rinse, and then I have one of these loofah bars. Mrs. Fennelli grows loofah. It's like a natural sponge. And then I've got to scrub the... After I rinse, I've got to scrub to get soap residue off my skin. Have you experienced anything like that as well?
No.
Hmm.
But, okay. You know, everything is an option today.
Well, that was another thing that I wanted to ask you about. It seems to me that during my lifespan of 70 years, I have never been in a time when things were less predictable, less steady, less... Well, you can't make business decisions. You can't plan. The weather reports are generally incorrect. The president says, here's what we're going to do. And that's now. And then a few minutes later, he turns around, scratches his head, and says, no, we're not going to do that. What are you talking about? Why would we do that? And it's like the whole administration's like that. So we have no predictability. The guy that has his hand on the steering wheel to set the course or hand on the tiller or the rudder is AWOL, at least mentally. And it seems like how can anybody do anything to an optimal degree under these circumstances? You know what I'm talking about?
Impossible. Now, I don't know a definite diagnosis of so-called Biden, but at the worst, he's stupid. And even worse, he's nincompoop. The worst chairman in history is Biden.
No, there are diseases that are named after people, right? Like Alzheimer's, Graves. What about Biden's disease?
It's worse than anything else.
Well, I mean, shouldn't we name a disease after him, like, based on the symptoms that he exhibits? Biden's disease?
Yeah. It's an accident. It's an accident waiting to happen.
A serious accident waiting to happen. It could consume the whole, all of humanity. If he pushes the wrong button or says we ought to nuke him or he does something. I don't know. He's like making serial stupid mistakes. So I asked Mrs. Finelli, she checks the weather every day, and I asked her if she would jot down a few numbers for me. And so in our little hamlet in Missouri, tomorrow, it's been about 100 degrees, almost nonstop here for weeks, like 5 weeks. We had rain for the first time yesterday, first time in 5 weeks we had rain, and the grass is just beginning to recover, had 5/8 of an inch in about in just maybe 10 or 15 minutes. It was great. It was really great. We were expecting or hoping that we would have more rain than that, but it was just a short downpour. So just before the rain, it was about 100 degrees. Then the forecast for Tuesday, tomorrow, 98. Wednesday, 100. Thursday, 101. Friday, 102. Saturday, 102. Sunday, 104. I don't remember numbers like that around here, Dr. Shuley. Do you?
Well, it's rare. But, hey, I don't trust the government at all.
Mm-hmm.
Never have since childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I fiddle with the climate. The best word I could, you know, it's crazy. Anything government does is bad, and the climate is worse.
The climate's unpredictable as well. So, Laura, I asked Mrs. Finelli to get me some other numbers. So she was looking around the internet this morning. Death Valley's pretty hot, and 121 degrees, Death Valley. Lawrence, Oklahoma, today, 101. Tomorrow, 108. Wednesday, 107. These are huge numbers. This is Oklahoma. We grow crops in these areas. I think, Dr. Shuley, I don't know how the crops can stand it. Seriously. Bismarck, North Dakota, in the 90s. They're having a heat advisory in Bismarck, not South Dakota, North Dakota. It's freezing cold there. This is serious stuff. And literally, we got half of the crop that we would have gotten in hay. And so did everybody else. It's not just us. Which means that cows are going to be sold early. They're already beginning to be sold, the cow crop, because farmers can't feed them. So the grass around this area of Missouri is crusty. It's burned. It literally is brown. Well, when the rain comes, the grass can recover. But it was so shocked and so stressed by the heat and the sun that it may not recover. So that means that if we get a second hay crop, it's going to be really, really low. But I don't think we are. I think what we got, the hay crop that we already got, because normally there's sometimes typically two hay cuttings per year, warm season grasses and cool season grasses. So we'd cut hay twice a year. And during the summer, and we got one half of what we normally would get for one of the cuttings. So if we get no second cutting, that really means we're going to have one quarter of what we normally would have. And I have a feeling that we're not the only ones. I think that's how bad it is. And what's interesting, Dr. Shealy, is because we're at ground zero as farmers, we see things that other broadcasters don't see. Other broadcasters have to wait until someone else sees it, then they read about it, and then they report it. Well, we see it and report it. So we're days and days, if not weeks ahead of other broadcasts about these things. I think there's going to be a serious food shortage this year. Serious. What are people in your circle saying?
Well, I don't know. As you know, our new garden in this area was planted about a month later than usual. And I'd say right now it's 2 months earlier than usual.
You mean later or earlier?
Well, it isn't ripe yet.
Okay. So what you're saying is if you were to look at it, it looks like it would look 2 months ago, or should have looked 2 months ago, which really means everything is stunted, right? The growth is stunted.
Yeah,
we're seeing the same things. And I heard that you were in your garden this weekend, and of course we were as well. And there is this army of little black bugs coming out of the ground, and they're eating everything that's green. Have you seen that as well?
Yes. No question about it. It's abnormal.
And I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do about it, Dr. Shealy, because the name of our farm is Natural Farms. And that's what we do. And we have tried DE, diatomaceous earth. These little, we have plastic, clear plastic on the ground and straw on top of that. And then we have these little X cuts in the plastic where the tomatoes and the peppers and, you know, the other plants come out of the plastic. And these little buggers come out of the cuts in the plastic. So we build a barrier around them. So if they come out and they crawl, first thing they do is crawl through DE. That's working a little bit, but it's, you know, I know what the answer, the answer is 7. You know, spraying 7 on them, that'll do it. But I don't want to do that. I do not want to poison the family. And nobody else in the family wants to poison the rest of the family. So here we are with a bug infestation that is not normal. We don't normally get these things. Do you have a solution? Do you have a solution for this?
Yes. Turn the government totally upside down.
Yeah. We really need to throw all of them out, every single one. And I know people say, yeah, but my guy is so good, or my gal, she's fighting for us. The answer is, you got to throw them all out, because you might miss one or two or 10,000. Everybody, we should throw everybody out. Nobody gets to be reelected, and term limits are 2 years. That's it. You run. If you get elected, then you run for 2 years, and you're out. And that way, and nobody can be a lobbyist. Once you run for office, no lobbying positions. That way, you can't influence, buy, bribe, threaten, blackmail people who are in government, because they're there for a very short time. Kind of like George Washington. Kind of like that. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy with us, medical doctor at normshealy.com. And if you'd like to ask Dr. Shealy any of your medical questions, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You can call right now. Dr. Shealy, there's been a report on the Internet that there's a candy called Skittles, S-K-I-T-T-L-E-S. And these are rainbow-colored candies, and they've got some red ones and purple ones and, you know, green ones and blue ones and yellow ones, and they're made by the Mars Candy Company, the Milky Way Candy Company, and there's this lawsuit that's been filed in California that says that these are toxic because they contain a dangerous toxin called titanium dioxide. Now, if you want to know what titanium dioxide class is, if you've ever painted your walls white or your ceilings white, there is a chemical called titanium dioxide that is used to make paint white. And that's used in Skittles. And this lawsuit says that Skittles are unfit for human consumption because they contain titanium dioxide as a food coloring agent to make the candy more visually appealing. Now, this toxin is used in plastics, adhesives, printer inks, and roofing materials. Dr. Shu, any comments about this toxin that is banned in France from food since 2019? Any comments about titanium dioxide?
Poison is poison.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So what
the,
is...
The,
what is
toxin?
Go ahead. What do we do if... What do we do if one of our children accidentally samples some Skittles from, let's say, a friend and has no idea that these multicolored toxic candies are dangerous? Is there something that we do if we ingest poison in a low dose?
I don't know. I buy few things at the store. I go as much of my groceries as I can, and I avoid most of the rest because I don't trust any grocery store in the country. And I trust...
Well, we can't even trust the government. We can't even trust the government to make sure that the ingredients on the label of the food that we buy is correct, nor the country of origin is correct. We can't trust the government to protect us from Chinese counterfeits. We can't trust the government to protect us from melanin in dog food and cat food and human food. We can't trust the government to protect us from salmonella. And now it's come out that we were absolutely positively correct that the virus known as COVID-19 was man-made in Wuhan lab. Our country, the United States of America, was involved in it by funding the lab because those kinds of experiments were against the law in the United States. So they were funded by United States Federal Reserve note dollars to be performed in China. That's what has been reported over and over lately in the media, and that's what we said well over 2 years ago, that that's what was going on. So it's a bioweapon, it's dangerous, it's deadly, it's expensive, it kills people, and our government didn't protect us from it. And I don't understand why we haven't bombed China as a result of this act of war, this act of ecocide, this act of genocide, this act of global destruction. I don't understand why we haven't. Makes no sense. China allowed this to happen. They knew perfectly well what was going on. They did it with our money. That's what's been reported. Any comments, Dr. Shuler?
Poison is poison. And
we'll be right back.
It's the top poison.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. A Texas House investigative committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident, an overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The oil price drop party has come to an end this week. Oil prices extended gains on Monday thanks to a weaker dollar and tight supplies. The gloom of a recession in the United States has not helped matters, as the Feds will probably raise interest rates again later this month. Other factors playing into the equation, the prospect of widespread COVID-19 lockdowns in China once again reducing fuel demand. Greenwood, Indiana is about a 20-minute drive south of Indianapolis. Last night, a man with a long rifle went into the mall and started shooting at a food court, taking 4 lives and wounding others. The shooting was stopped as soon as it was started when an armed civilian killed the shooter. Police Chief Jim Eisen with the details.
Multiple agencies have responded and are still on the scene, assisting Greenwood Police, the FBI, ATF, Greenwood Police Department, Johnson County Sheriff's Department, Indianapolis Police Department, State Police Department, Department of Homeland Security, Greenwood Fire Department, Marion County Sheriff's Department, and Indianapolis Fire Department are some of those agencies. As you can imagine, this type of situation is horrible. It's rocked us to our core. We're still very early in this investigation. What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. It looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. If you'd like to get your vitamins, minerals, and supplements, you can buy them at the same place I do, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Shealy. There are disturbance today in the call, but like, okay, so I wanted to talk about like some security cameras. Like Vince, like you mentioned that like all these, like these security cameras, which are like Ring and all these, they connect to your Wi-Fi and they connect to your phone. The thing that like there is something that they are quite bad for you. Now, the thing that like I tried the Mercury one that like Greg suggested like last Friday, and that also that, with that camera also you have to actually install like an app on your phone. And you have to connect through wireless, something like that, and then you can actually use it. There was another, like, Mercury, you know, like, door ajar, you know, like, the door opening thing that I tried. But, like, with that also, you have to first register and connect to Wi-Fi for that to work. So, actually, you know, like, so the thing is that, like, I was wondering that, like, you suggested long time back that you could have, like, a camera just outside your house and connect it to some sort of DVD or VD or some TV directly without going through Wi-Fi or something like that. Is there anything that I can actually use? Mostly what I see is that, like, they actually just connect to your phone and, you know, like, and the thing is that, like, I think, like, they just see throughout your home what is actually going on, you know. So, if any feedback, any suggestions,
sure,
would like,
sure.
Idea. Yeah.
I have some ideas. So, Arjun, you're experimenting with wiring and switches and those kinds of things. What I did for our farm is I bought a security system that is wired. It is not wireless. And it has a monitor. You can use a television, you know, flat screen TV if you'd like. You could use your existing flat screen TV or you could have a separate one. And it's all wired, and there's a box that has a hard drive, and it has all the equipment to run the cameras. And it will record it. You can have it record at high definition, and it won't record for as long, you know, maybe a week, or you can have it record at a lower definition, or you can have it record if it senses motion. The one I have has LEDs that are infrared, so it will light up at night. You won't see it, but it will light up someone in the, you know, in its view. So mine is wired. It has a camera, and then I have a system that has a proximity detector. It can detect a motion detector. It can detect when someone's in the room and ring the alarm. It can detect when someone breaks glass and ring the alarm. It can detect when the door or windows are ajar and ring the alarm. So those can all be done, and you can probably accomplish just about everything for less than $800, I would think. If you're having just a few number of cameras, even less than that. So maybe based on what I think you might need, it would be about $500. But I don't think wireless is the way to go from a technology perspective, because wireless can be jammed. And if you've got wires in your house, they would have to be cut in order to disable the camera or the recording device or the motion detector or the infrared sensor. So wired is the way to go, in my opinion. It lasts the longest. It's the most secure. And from a health perspective, Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts? Wired communications within a house versus wireless, meaning Wi-Fi and microwave communications?
I don't have a thought and an action. I don't like excess wiring, so I don't have it.
Okay. Well, this is wiring that is not generally transmitting, but the Wi-Fi system would be transmitting all the time. It will be asking the devices if they're there, y'all still there, you know, the camera's still there, those kinds of things. So there's lots of transmission, lots of microwave radiation with a wireless system. And if you want to have it on your phone, that's pretty much the way it would be, because your phone is wireless. So wireless, what the allure to wireless would be summed up in the word easy. Easy. Easy to install. You know, but in terms of health benefits, I think, based on the years of discussions with Dr. Shealy, adding additional microwaves in your presence or just don't make sense. And by the way, these wireless devices, if they don't have wires, that means they have to have batteries. Okay? Because the wire would be the power source for the device. So mine are powered over an Ethernet cable. So I would look for wired, and I would hide the darn thing. And I would also connect it to a uninterruptible power supply, commonly called UPS. So you plug this. You're familiar with UPS devices, aren't you?
Yes.
So, Arjun, here's what I did at our farmhouse, and here's something you might like. So I have a 1,500 watt UPS device, uninterruptible power. So, class, what this is, it's a box with a battery and an inverter and a processor and a charger. So what happens is you plug this device into a wall outlet, and it senses the current in the wall outlet. While it's a normal operation, a UPS or uninterruptible power system will charge the battery within the UPS box. It's a small battery, typically lead acid, but non-spillable. So it will charge the battery, and then if the processor detects that the current has stopped from the wall outlet, it will continue providing electricity to the devices that are plugged into this UPS box. And it will do it so fast that your computer won't notice it. So it'll think that the power has not failed. Now, the battery may supply current to your outlets that are on the UPS for a few minutes. It's not a long-term solution. It's a short-term solution. But it lets you ride out these power interruptions. And that's what I have here at the farm in our house. So here's what I've done, Arjun, and this might make sense to you. I took a plug on a cord, and I attached it to a series of outlets that I strung throughout the farmhouse. So, for example, I have the UPS in one location plugged into the wall outlet. We can call it grid, we'll call it grid in your case. And plugged into that is a cord that goes to many devices in many different rooms. So the kitchen has two of them. The studio has one. There are other rooms in the house that are all connected to the same large UPS. So for television screens, to protect them both from surges and spikes, the UPS protects them. And in the studio, I'm looking at three screens right now on my studio desk, and so the three monitors are plugged into the UPS, the microphone mixer, the headphone amplifier, and the three computers, and the digital link and the network switch are all plugged into the same UPS, which is the same UPS that supplies power to the kitchen and power to other rooms in the house. So you might want to do the same thing. Now, to test to see if you like this kind of a setup, you don't have to run wiring in your walls. You can just use extension cords, you know, three-prong extension cords, plug. Like, let's say you have a room that you've designated for your work with your computers. So you run an extension cord into that room, and then you have a power strip that gives you multiple receptacles off the extension cord. And you run another extension cord into the kitchen, for example, and or wherever else you want it. It absolutely, positively makes sense, and I don't know anyone else who's done it. So what they typically do is they buy a UPS for each location. Say they might have three UPSs in their house when they could have just one. So are you clear on what I said, Arjun?
Yes, I am.
For your security system, you're going to want to plug that into your UPS as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the fact of the matter. Class, if you have a grid-connected power, electric power, it is so easy to shut the power off to your house. It's just, and I'm even going to tell you how a thief would or a criminal would do it. There is a seal. Don't do this, okay? It's against the law. But I'm just telling you how easy it would be to shut the power off before a burglary. And this is what you need to know to protect yourself against it. I'm not advocating burglarizing any person's property. But there's a seal, which is like a tamper seal, on the electric meter. It's flimsy. Once that seal's removed, the meter can be removed. If the electric meter's removed, that disconnects the electricity from the grid to your house. There is a path that electricity follows. It starts at the base of your meter, goes through the meter, and then continues on to your house. So if the meter's removed, you have no electricity in your house, period, if you're relying on the grid. So, Arjun, have you looked at your electric meter?
Yes, just to add to this, you're absolutely right. You know, the thing is that it's very easy to turn off electricity from outside, because outside I have an electric meter, and below it there was a box. There's a box. If you open that box, there is a switch there. You can actually just flip that switch out, and the thing is that the electricity will stop going from meter into your house. You know, so I mean, like, it's as easy as that. You know, and I mean, like, here, you know, like, when here, the thing is that, like, I have low level, like, burglars, you know. So the thing that, like, that's what I think, you know, like, these guys, you know, like, I just need something that actually just shows them that, like, there is this property security. And, you know, like, from last time when I got, like, when that they stole the extension cord, so I actually got, like, a sign that says private property and no trespassing. I placed it in the front of the house as well as in the back of the house. And, you know, like, for other alarms, you know, like, all those alarms, I'm working on them. I'm trying to buy them. And, yeah, I mean, like, all the positions, you know, like, I will research more and find, like, wired cameras, you know, like, as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the bottom line, Arjun, is wired is a great way to go. And I don't know if the camera is more important than the alarm that goes off. I think the alarm is really a great deterrent. So when someone opens the door or breaks the window, the alarm goes off. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Noam Shiel is with us, medical doctor, and PhD times three, and has written about 40 books, 15 patents, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Norman Shiely, MD, and PhD. And Arjun's with us, and he had some questions about security, and Anna will be with you in just a minute. Anna's calling from Virginia. She has a question, a medical question. Arjun, so the bottom line is easy means no wires. Easy means replacement batteries will be required in almost all situations, and it'll be lots of batteries. It'll be a battery for every single device. So if you've got if you have a motion detector, that'd be a battery. If you've got a camera, that'd be a battery. It's like lots of batteries. And it's I can't stand that kind of stuff. I can't stand these little nits that just chew at you and cost money forever. So I really like the wired system hooked up to uninterruptible power. So the idea is if someone were to burglarize, they could easily pull the meter off, the lights go out, the security system goes down, everything's, you don't have an alarm left unless you have a battery backup to power the security system or the cameras. So that's where the UPS comes in. And so I hope that was of some help.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ben, that's all I have. Thank you very much. And I will catch you again.
And if you, Arjun, if you'd like, I can put you in touch with Bert, and he is our Friday technology instructor, and he knows about these things. Would you like me to give you put you guys in touch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll be delighted to do that. Arjun, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for your efforts with the website 5 Minute University.
No problem. Thank you, Rich. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Anna in Virginia, welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Really well. How about you?
Working at it. So I have a question for Dr. Shealy in regards to a person that might need blood during a surgery. Is there any options for alternatives to human donated blood?
Well, you know, I trust the blood lab to test it in advance. There are dozens of potential varieties, but I have to say I've dealt with blood intravenously for patients all my life, and I've never had a problem.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, is that the same, though, in our current environment with COVID? So if someone has COVID and has donated blood, is there really a test for that? Do they test for COVID, you know, these spike proteins in the blood?
Well, of course, nothing is certain about COVID. First of all, it's false, faked, wrong. And I don't trust anything about it, positive or negative.
When you say it's fake, do you mean it? What do you mean?
I'm sorry?
Did you say it's fake?
Fake.
Yeah.
F-A-K-E.
Okay, so what's fake about COVID? We've had three of my family members die of it, and my extended family members die of it. We've had people in the family who've gotten it, and they say it's debilitating.
Well, but it's positive and negative, and it's, you know, I don't trust any aspect of it.
Okay, so you're talking about the information then. The information is fake. Okay, not necessarily the spike proteins, but the information surrounding it, meaning the numbers of deaths, meaning the numbers of infections, meaning the number of cures, so forth. We can't believe any of that. I absolutely agree with that.
Right.
But so I guess Anna's question might be, I'm kind of reading into it, I believe she's asking if someone is going to have surgery, and there is a possibility that there'll be some extensive bleeding and that person will need some blood. What is your recommendation?
Well, choose friends, if possible.
Choose a friend?
Well, yeah, I don't like strangers.
Okay. All right. So that's a good point. And here's what we have done in my family. And there are people in my family who have needed blood, and I've had surgery when I was little. And my father said to the doctor, I am the same blood type, and if my son is going to have blood, he's going to have my blood. Because my father didn't smoke or drink and do stupid things. And he didn't have diseases. And that was really important to my family, to make sure that the blood would not be blood from some unknown source. It could be someone who spreads diseases. You know, if you look at monkeypox, that seems to be 95% males that get it from their deviant behavior. Please hold and we'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.